Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fan Morning Show presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. LFG exclamation point, Cat Osterman. Let's go. I am so into this softball game on a baseball field.
How'd Japan get somebody on already?
I don't know.
Leadoff hitter gets on.
I think she hit her. Just set a message. Set a tone here. USA softball against Japan. This is a big game.
Gold medal game.
Let's go. Jeff Hathorne joining us here, our sports director, our beat man for all seasons. Good morning to you, Jeff. How's everything?
USA, baby. USA.
I'm into it. I'm so into these Olympics. Answer me this. We went back and forth about this. Not back and forth. We were kind of largely on the same page as Chris and I were talking about this morning. Is this the year where it's just it's still a continuance of just words and word salad and word soup about the fullback, or will there be an implementation of what on the goal line and short yardage situations? What can you deduce from the things that you've heard and maybe even seen at Steelers camp to this point?
If not this year, then never, because Matt Canada, as we remember with George Aston, likes the fullback and likes the motion and likes the stuff inside. This has to be the year for Derek Watt to be some type of factor, or if not, you wonder why you even have the fullback position. And I will say this too, you know, they've moved Trey Edmonds, and now they actually have a two deep at fullback to have Edmonds there as a backup. So, yeah, in Canada's offense, at least the iteration we saw with Pitt, you see a lot of fullback and tight ends moving around and on the inside, and those positions are important to the flow of the offense. So I would think if Watt is going to play any factor, it's going to be with this offensive coordinator in this season.
Well, and it's not a sexy topic to talk about, Jeff, but the thing that I keep coming back to, and a lot of people keep coming back to as far as this offense finding itself this year, especially early on, is chemistry on the offensive line. Five new starters, or at least four new starters, and a fifth guy in a new position. Are they going to get enough reps in the preseason, in camp, in order to have that chemistry built up, the five-man unit together? Or is this the thing that we're going to have to see progress through maybe the first month, the first 6 weeks leading up to the bye?
Yeah, I mean, they'll do the best that they can, but nothing is like real game reps, even preseason game reps. I mean, they count and you work towards it. But until you get into the heat of a real game, when you get up there in Buffalo and the place is going nuts and you can't hear and you're looking to each other, that's really going to test how this team is, you know, this offensive line, how do they communicate? Do they trust each other? And I think that's a big thing too. These guys have to trust each other. Trey Turner, the veteran, has to trust Chuksekorfor, has to trust whether it's Hassenauer or Green in the center. You know, because if they try to do somebody else's job, then that's going to lead to even more problems. And, you know, so far everything looks great, but they haven't put pads on with the offensive line. So we'll kind of see. But you won't know until they get into the first couple of weeks. And then what you hope is they start working through whatever issues they have and build quickly.
You can text us. Do that. Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Okay, the linebacker position and everything that's going on with Melvin Ingram. Go ahead and handicap for me. Let's move all the way ahead to January. Now look back on what happened during the season. What do you envision Melvin Ingram will do for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year?
Yeah, I think at some point, probably early, that Ingram will become a starter at that position.
Wow.
You know, much like Juju Smith-Schuster, he's in a contract year. Like, this is a big opportunity for him to get it's different in the fact that for Ingram, it's a last big payday. And this is his chance to shine in a defense that should fit well for him. And I don't think that – I'm not saying that negatively of Highsmith. I just think Ingram, if healthy, can still play at that level to where he's – you know, he's playing first early on it's maybe 30% of the snaps, and then I think it'll grow. Obviously, it'll be based on productivity. And if Highsmith is having a great season, then, yeah, that will switch. But I just think with his pedigree and the way he's already fit in and how the guys like him and he's gravitating towards these guys, I think it's going to be a good match, and I think he'll end up being the starter.
You know, we talk a lot about the offensive side of the ball, especially in light of last year's offense, Randy Fichtner being fired, Matt Canada being promoted, about creativity on the offensive side of the ball, Jeff. But isn't it incumbent upon them to use a little bit of creativity on the defensive side of the ball and come up with some packages where all three of those guys are on the field at the same time in Watt, Highsmith, and Ingram?
Yeah, and I think Keith Butler is creative. He's just no one as creative as Dick LeBeau. It's a tough guy to measure up to because LeBeau would do some things, and he also had some players like Troy Polamalu that just don't come around to teams, which allowed him to do some really wild stuff and some fun stuff because of the personnel he had. And I think you will see rushing inside. We saw some of that last year. But Ingram has the ability to do that. How do you free up Devin Bush? What are some of the stunts that are going to happen? The other thing is that he's got to feel, though, before he's doing a lot of that stuff, he's got to feel comfortable in the back end. And I think once Cam Sutton settles into that corner position, I do believe he'll be in that role. Then that will allow him to do even more stuff.
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Wexford, North Huntington, Uniontown, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer. Visit ShorkeyKia.com. Switching gears for just a minute, and not anything really deep, but I think something that's important. Mike Sullivan, a lot of reports out there that he's going to be named today the Olympic coach for the next round of the Olympics. This is something that Mike Sullivan, and a lot of people have a lot of patriotism and feel a certain way. He's spoken of it not just – he won't speak of it from now moving forward. He's spoken of his importance in everything with USA Hockey in the past. So there really is an importance to Mike Sullivan being named this that he has, right? I mean, you've heard him talk about the importance of USA Hockey to him.
Yeah, and I know there's been a lot of criticism of USA Basketball for not having pride in the country and wanting – I wouldn't say that is there for USA Hockey. And I think for – there is such a – hockey is kind of like soccer. There's so much of a national pride. Yeah, you're right. Sullivan has talked about the times he's been a part of that in the past and how important that is for him. And, you know, USA Hockey is huge where he grew up in New England. And it is a very – it's very – it's a big deal. There's a lot of pride to wear the colors and put USA on your uniform. And I'm not saying that all the basketball players have that, but – for hockey coach to be able to follow in the footsteps of legends. I mean, Miracle on Ice is something that inspired so many people, and to be able to be behind the bench for Team USA is a huge deal for Mike Sullivan. I think he'll be really good at it. The challenge will be there's a lot of other really good teams in that field, and while they haven't said it officially, I'm excited that obviously they've set that breakup so that NHL players can play in these games.
Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan, sports director, beat guy for all seasons, covers absolutely everything. And I want to get back into the Pens with you in just a minute here, Jeff, but I want to take that point that you just brought up about people's feelings towards the U.S. men's basketball team and ask you, because we talked about it at length yesterday, do enough people care that this team is not playing the way they should, and why are they not playing the way that they should?
Well, I think to be fair to the athletes, I mean, the way the NBA season was pushed back because of COVID, I mean, they're walking off the postseason and right into games or right into practice, what little practice that they had. And I do think to what Jeff Capel told you guys is that there is a little bit of an American arrogance about, you know, this is our game. Remember 92 when we were blowing everybody out, and the world has gotten a lot better. So I think it's a combination of our pros, and Durant is not healthy. He's coming off a season where he came back from injury, but he wasn't 100%. And you're throwing these guys together, many of whom, if they've played together, it's been for short periods of time, and expecting that you can basically take a pickup team and go play against, you know, teams that have been playing together for years, and for off seasons they get together in, on non-Olympic years and work together and they know each other. It's just, it's not the same dominance that it used to be because other nations are so much better. And again, I think this break, this short break, does not help the USA guys.
If you were an NBA player, would you play in the Olympics?
I would. I would. At least once. And if, you know, if I won gold, then that could be, that would be my one opportunity. But yeah, I would think, now it's different. I'm nowhere near that level, and we all have national pride and think it would be cool. And I get it. If you're an NBA player, you may not want to extend yourself or risk injury or risk. I mean, you're risking your career and your financial earnability. But I just think being in the Olympic Games would be something that would be unbelievable.
Jeff, back to the Pens for just a moment, since free agency opens tomorrow at noon. It's, you know, I talked about this in our One Hot Minute, the video that we do every morning, and it strikes me that people want to blame Jim Rutherford for the cap situation that they're in now, or the way the team's composed now, or whatever. I'm not going to blame Jim Rutherford for being the architect of a couple of Stanley Cup champion teams, but what I will blame him for is that I am now conditioned to expect a whole lot more activity from my favorite hockey team's front office, and it feels like this weekend went by, and we're now running up to free agency with very little activity from Ron Hextall, Brian Burke, and the Penguins' front office, and I keep waiting. I see this trade made, and that trade made, and this move made, and this and I keep waiting for the Penguins to do something. Do we need to recondition ourselves to the fact that Ron Hextall, for better or worse, may be a little bit more paint by numbers until he can get the cap situation under control, as long as he's building off of Crosby, Malkin, Letang?
Yeah, and even the draft without a first-round pick, we're talking about guys that may be here in 3-4 years. So there's no immediacy with even the draft. Yeah, I get it, the situation that the Penguins are in now. But I would feel worse about Jim Rutherford if he didn't go for it when he had that window open. I mean, he absolutely did the right thing. And now you pay for it. I mean, you're going to have to take chances. You're going to have to take risks. And the Pens are paying for it with the lack of cap room and for the lack of draft picks. Hextall and Burke, I'm still trying to get a feel for them. We'll find out a little bit more. But, yeah, I don't think they get as creative. And I don't know if they're going to work the system as much as Rutherford did. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. We'll kind of find out here, but they have been left with no, very little room. And I you're right. I don't expect tomorrow to be much of a day for the Penguins at all.
All right. America has a runner on third with one out in the bottom of the first, and they better not leave her ass on base. They need to score right here against the Japanese, or it could be a long day, because Kat Osterman didn't have her best stuff to start the game. Anyhow, Jeff, I'm way into this softball game. All right, what's on our website right now? What are you working on? What's going to happen? Obviously, lots of dispatches from down on the south side.
Yeah, we'll be doing that. We'll also have some reaction from the Pirates to the trades, and there's going to be a story about Matt Canada's thoughts on how difficult is this offense really for Big Ben, and what does he expect him, or how does he expect him to grasp it by the time the season starts? So all that at 93.7thefan.com.
Into the mind of a quarterback, there it is, and an offensive coordinator. Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, beat man for all seasons. I cannot get away. Look at the backstop they have put up and these snow fences. What? How did they go all the way to the Olympics? And
they're
playing
a little more sturdy than snow fences, but still looks just ridiculous.
Softball on a baseball field is just blows me away. Oh, here it comes, ready? And Uemo pitches 2-2 count to I don't know, some girl. She's probably from Florida or Texas. Oh, foul ball. They've got
to do play-by-play now?
Yes, alternate play-by-play. They've got to knock her in. This is their opportunity, America. This is their opportunity in the first. They got to jump up, because this is a away game, even though there's no fans. This is, they're playing on, you know, this isn't neutral turf.
No, I guess not.
You know, they got to sleep in their own beds. And do you have to go to the Olympic Village if you're at home, do you think? Think you can get your own hotel?
I don't know. That's a good question. No, they're staying together as a team. This isn't the dream team. They're not staying in a luxury 5-star hotel.
Pass ball!
There you go.
Threw her out at home. Come on. Joey Cora coaching third for the Olympic softball
team. I'm going to need you to dial it back, or else you're just going to be completely distracted the rest of the morning.
I know.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.